Happy New Year. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Our financial decisions can fund disobedience to God. We often commit this error without even realizing it. Jesus told a parable about a certain man who was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. When he sent his servant to gather those who had been invited, the busyness of life prevented them from coming. Two-thirds of the excuses were made by people distracted by their money and possessions. They allowed financial matters to negatively influence their decisions. Jesus warned his followers of the consequences of money, possessions, or anything that keeps them from heeding his call. He said not one of the guests who refused to come would get a taste of the banquet. You see, our financial decisions carry weight. The time and attention they require can distract us from listening to and obeying the Lord. When financial resources or credit are available to us, it's tempting to do things our way in our strength, rather than depending on the Lord in accordance with His will. We can live for the moment, presume on the future, and suffer the consequences, or we can remember that we're citizens of heaven, entrusted with stewarding God's money. It's a serious responsibility. Like the Apostle Paul said, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." By depending on the Lord and following Him wholeheartedly, we can avoid any financial disobedience. And if disobedience has led you into credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. They can create a debt management plan that will really work. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.